Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Sabina Miller today.
Good morning.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Blair Jones in reference. Blair is the coordinator of operations for Outreach Commodities Supplemental Program, which is part of the Catholic Charities. And really, it's a tremendous program. And just when I went to the break, Sabina, you had a question in reference to breakfast and lunch. And so I'm throwing it back to you.
Yeah, I wondered if they pick up a package of food. Is a third of it like cereal and juice and breakfast items, light lunch, dinner, or do you concentrate on the things that you, like if they can't afford meat, probably they may be vegetables, maybe some juice, maybe cereal, crackers.
Well, Sabina,
and I'm sure it's nutritionally balanced.
Well, because we have a nutritionist. Samantha, hi Samantha, she's our nutritionist.
Okay.
And she once a month she sends out a little flyer and it has a recipe on it of some of the commodities that we have, so they can use the commodities in an inventive manner, you know, change things around instead of just, you know, doing the same thing. She gives them things to do, muffins, dessert, entrees. She's
right.
Very good,
okay,
at what
good.
She does, and once a month. So our food consists of milk. We give them out cheese.
You give powdered milk?
Powdered milk, and also we give shelf-stable. All our products are shelf-stable except for the cheese.
Okay.
So you can take, it's like a parmalite type
milk.
So you can
radiated.
Put it, exactly.
Yep.
So it's an ultra-high temperature milk, and you can put it in the cabinet until you open it, and once you open it, you refrigerate it.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
I have it in Europe
yeah.
years ago.
Oh, sure.
It
wow.
stays in the pantry
I
until
am
you
an
open
lady.
It. It's good for several months.
Oh, without question, yeah. And if you keep it in the pantry, it's good for over a year.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, without question.
I didn't know that.
It lasts
okay.
quite some time.
Does everybody know this except me?
No. I don't think Sam knew it either.
Okay.
He doesn't mean you, Samantha. He means the other Sam.
Well, now that I know.
This is Samantha.
That's
here,
right.
Too.
We have a Samantha here. That's right, the engineer here, but not my nutritionist.
Now that I know, everybody on the North Shore will know.
Without question. And we give them four cans of vegetables, and they have a choice of vegetables when they come to the warehouse. On the truck, it's a little bit different. We can't put everything on the truck,
right,
so we don't have
limited.
They have a choice of fruit, and they get two cans of fruit. They also get pasta. They get beans if they want. They get peanut butter. You know, that's a choice of your protein.
Now, is this once a month?
Once a month, yes, that's right, Sabina. And also, they have, so when they come to the house, they have the choice of what they want. And also, we also partnered with Island Harvest.
Oh, yeah.
Harvest, which United States Postal Service just had a food drive about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And people put food out on a Saturday, and Long Island Harvest collected this food. And they called us and said, would you like a delivery? Well, they deliver us five pallets full of food, which we're also giving out to our participants. So they're getting things they normally don't get. So partnering with Long Island Harvest also gives the opportunities for fresh fruit and produce. So we purchased two refrigerators recently, and we're going to fill it up with fruits and vegetables also for our participants. And this is only at the warehouse because
that's great.
The trucks aren't refrigerated.
What I think, and we were talking earlier, you know, it's called supplemental. I look at it as pantry food.
Yeah.
Because for a senior, you know, you're going to be cooking. There are days when you don't feel like doing anything. And I personally don't basically eat fruit. I eat canned fruit.
Yeah.
I mandarins and peaches.
Yeah.
And stuff. I really don't like biting into an apple. I have no interest in it. But I'll go downstairs and we have it in the pantry. And this is the kind of thing that a senior should avail themselves of, because on the day you don't feel like going shopping, in the summertime it's hot. But you have peaches in the basement. There's nothing wrong with that.
No question.
Or you have some vegetables you can put on that one particular night. It's not going to be the food to get you through a whole month.
And by the time you're a senior, and nobody here in this room knows it, in this studio, but the listeners know, if you're a senior and you're homebound, there are mornings when you wake up and you just don't want to do anything.
Right, okay.
And, you know, to be able to have something there, as you say, open a can of peaches.
Right. I agree with you. That's the part I think tremendous. And now with Island Harvest,
yeah,
adding the fresh part of it.
Without question. It helps the nutritional package.
Yeah.
Right,
it helps
right.
the nutritional package. And we also have a protein, the meat, canned meat. We have tuna fish. They haven't had it in quite some time, though, so we have salmon instead. Okay. People love the salmon. We also have chicken in a can, but it's sort of like packed like tuna fish.
Okay, you know? Okay.
And it's packed in water.
I've never seen that.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, and we also have beef stew. We have chicken in a can. It's packed in its juices, and people make, you know, beef stew out of it and things of that nature.
Is this food that's packed for you, or can anybody go to the supermarket and buy a can of chicken?
I think the salmon is by a company called Arctic something.
Well, I've seen canned salmon, sardines, and tuna. I've never, other than ham, I've never seen canned meat.
Oh, yeah, well, it's chicken's in the supermarket. I think Bumblebee makes it, and a lot of the big companies make canned chicken.
I would assume that what you have is not being specifically made.
No, certainly not.
It's donated someplace from. You could find
The food is donated to the United States Department of Agriculture, and we have to order it a year in advance because it's also part of the Farm Bill. You know, part of our funding is part of the flow. All the food we ordered has, you know, by the USDA is ordered a year in advance because they're talking to farmers and things of that nature. But we get all the food today that they're donated to us. So canned food that's donated, and some of it's like we have Del Monte. So it's brand name stuff, some stuff that you'll recognize when you come to the...
But even with the brand names, I've read about that. Like, you know, you have the generic. It could still come from Del Monte.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's a second grade. By no means. Yeah. It's the same peaches. They're coming from the same farm. You know, it might be the cut or something of it, but it's still... Cut is insignificant. It's the quality of the food, which is the most important thing, especially for anybody, but especially for a senior.
Yeah, we have some generic brands, but most of our stuff is a brand, and you would recognize it.
You know what? Kellogg's, when you're hungry, you open a can and you eat, and you don't say,
too.
If it's not Del Monte, I'm not eating.
Right. Very seldom. In fact, I don't think I've ever heard someone say, well, I don't know this brand. So,
You do now.
Yes, sir.
I have a question in reference to food preparation. Does the organization have any way of basically helping a senior know how to prepare it? You know, is there any sort of, because some people say, that beef in the can is nice, but...
Well, that's what our nutritionist comes in. Samantha comes in, and she gives demonstrations at every site. So she goes to every site there is, and she has a presentation, or she does a demonstration. So if it's a presentation, she'll talk about carbs, or she'll talk about salt in your diet, or too much sugar in your diet, and how to maybe change it, or... make a substitute for those type of things, and then she'll also have ways to prepare all the things that we serve. So, you know, I was saying before, she'll have a list of the commodities that have a recipe, and the commodities are usually what we have at the facility.
Imagine that there are a lot of seniors, I'm talking senior, mm-hmm. who don't have microwaves, and now everything's stuck in the microwave. Can it be cooked in the oven?
Oh, yes, ma'am, because it's canned food, right? So there's nothing... Yeah. We don't send it...
I don't mean cooked. I mean heated up.
Heated up. Nothing's heated up. Yeah, well, the stuff in the cans can be heated up, but that's going to be done on a saucepan.
That has to be in a saucepan anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. But, mm-hmm. but it's like sometimes directions say put in microwave for...
Right.
I don't think any of our products are microwavable. You can, of course, but they're not specific to... You know, that you have to microwave them. It's canned food. It's shelf-stable food.
I remember growing up, Chef Boyardee ravioli in a can. We just opened the can and set a TV and right out of the can. Nothing got warmed up. Exactly. SpaghettiOs just with a spoon.
Oh, you're from a normal household.
I have another. This is a little bizarre, this question. Okay. You have Sam, the nutritionist, will be able to talk to people, etc. Is there any sort of a system... And it's a broad question where if I went to see Sam and she kind of feels there's something wrong with me. You're not 100%. Is there any sort of a referral service that she might turn around and say, you know, I think you should see somebody, a doctor, maybe I'm squinting. You know, I'm telling you, I'm squinting. It's like, you really can't read this. Do you wear glasses? No, but you're having trouble reading the label. Because sometimes when you grab a person there, they say, listen, why don't you take to the next step?
Good point.
That's an excellent question that I don't have an answer for.
Okay, that's nice.
But it's quite. But I would imagine we've had people come in because they're seniors and have an episode in the place where they're diabetic.
Wow. Okay.
And you know, we're saying, oh, they're having some type of episode, and we go in the back, get the orange juice, get something.
Right. Okay.
So we do recognize stuff, and plus we have nutritionists. They're trained. You know, they go to school. They're the same type of. With my wife, I said, you know, we have a health professional. So they're health, they are health professionals.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
They have a responsibility to make referrals in that case. And I'm certain if we Sam saw something that was out of sorts with a participant, she would say, perhaps you should go to your doctor.
Right, or, I'm sure she'd. Which is an important thing, because when you get a senior to come out, maybe for one thing, that's the time to say, you know, you're squinting, or that cane doesn't seem to be working, or whatever it is, just to refer them to another health agency.
We also have, on the Meals on Wheels program, their case managers go out, and they do referrals, and part of their thing is, when they're talking to people, is to observe what's going on.
Okay.
Look at their household, see what they need.
Now, Meals on Wheels, they don't go someplace to pick it up.
It is delivered straight to the home.
It's a straight, yes.
And it's also a senior program. And so when the case manager is talking to the senior, she's asking them, can you go out? If you can go out, then you probably want the commodity supplemental food program. If you're homebound and stuck in the house, you want the Meals on Wheels program. So
and that person is trained to pay attention.
Without
say,
question.
This house is a fire hazard or
without
something.
Without question.
Yeah.
You know, because some people, we get older, and we tend to not to throw things out as
I agree.
And they start to hoard and stuff like that. So they notice all these things, and they make the proper referral either to our program, the Meals on Wheels program, or to health professionals.
Because what you find out, especially on Long Island, there's so many seniors that are living here in the town of North Hempstead, but their children are out of state. But it's nice to know that even if it's once a week, somebody's ringing the bell and mom and dad, the guy's like just a quick look around and say, oh boy,
well,
this place doesn't look safe.
Like exactly. Me. I have a daughter in Alabama. I have a son in upstate New York.
Okay, yeah.
And I live in a community where we have unbelievable amounts of apartment houses.
Right, right.
Unbelievable. And what happens is, you know, and why the I guess they're necessary, is mom and papa have a house and mama passes away or papa passes away. The kids come in and say, what do you need this house for? You know, if there's a leak in the roof, if you're in an apartment, it's not your problem. Water in the basement. So my town has unbelievable amount of seniors.
Right. No, it's important. There's no question. And economic conditions range from very, very wealthy to people who are in need. It makes no difference.
Exactly. Yep.
In one building, you can run the gamut.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And nobody needs to know.
And on this particular program, Commodity Supplemental Food Program, because I keep talking about the Meals on Wheels program, but we have also satisfaction calls. We call the participants to see how
terrific.
If they care for the product, they want changes to the product, and also to the welfare calls to make sure they're okay. We know they're picking up the phone and answering the phone call. Who is this? We're calling to see if you're okay, and we want to know whether or not you know you're satisfied with the product.
Oh, nice.
Terrific.
Yeah. Really?
We're out of time. It's amazing how fast it goes. The number for Blair is 516-623-4568. To find out more about the Commodity Supplemental Food Program from Catholic Charities, Blair, this has been so informative. I want to thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Not only for the interview, but for all you do.
Thank you, John.
We'll be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much. You're great.